Rethinking Positive Thinking, Inside the New Science of Motivation. Author, Gabrielle Oettingen. Just Wishing and Dreaming. Rethinking Positive Thinking is about wishes and how to fulfill them. It draws on 20 years of research in the science of motivation, and it presents a single, surprising idea. The obstacles that we think most impede us from realizing our deepest wishes can actually hasten their fulfillment. The Power of Optimism. Belief in the power of optimism rests on a simple idea. By looking at the future, we can hang tough and do our best in the present. And if we're going to look ahead, thinking positively seems to be the way to go. A common adage circulating on the web and printed on t-shirts says, "Dream it, wish it, do it." Two kinds of optimism. In his chapter entitled The Perception of Reality, in volume 2 of his seminal work, The Principles of Psychology, William James remarked, "Everyone knows the difference between imagining a thing and believing in its existence, between supposing a proposition and acquiescing in its truths." James was talking about people's outlooks on the past and present, but this distinction also seemed to hold true for the future. It suggested to us that there were, in fact, two distinct kinds of optimism worth studying: positive expectations that were based on past experience, and the more free-flowing thoughts and images that were rooted in wishes and desires. When dreams are disconnected from the past. We wonder in particular if positive dreams disconnected from past experience would affect people's willingness and ability to action things in their lives. Scholars like Albert Bandura and Martin E. P. Seligman had probed the connection between positive expectations and performance, establishing that expectations increased effort and actual achievement. In their research studies, people who judged their chances of success more favorably based on past experience actually did more to pursue them and achieve their goals more readily. Would fantasizing about something likewise increase the chance of the fantasies actually coming about? Could a flight of fancy, a dream detached from actual experience in the past, energize someone to take action and accomplish the dream? We thought it probably could. There was no reason to think dreams were any different in their particular impact than expectations. All forms of positive thinking seemed inherently helpful. Wanting to investigate this further, we conducted a study of 25 obese women enrolled in a weight loss program. Before the program began, we asked participants how much weight they wished to lose and how likely it was they would succeed. Then we asked each participant to complete short, several open-ended scenarios. In some, they were asked to imagine having successfully completed the program, and in others, being in situations in which they were tempted to violate their diets. The results of this initial study got our attention. After 1 year, women who assessed that they were likely to lose weight shed an average of 26 pounds more than those who didn't believe they would lose much weight. But here's the kicker. Irrespective of their judgments based on past experience, women who had strong positive fantasies about slimming down, the ones who most positively pictured themselves looking slender when going out with their friends, or who pictured themselves passing by donuts without batting an eye, lost 24 pounds less than those who pictured themselves more negatively. Dreaming about achieving a goal apparently didn't help that goal come to fruition. It impeded it from happening. The starry-eyed dreamers in the study were less energized to behave in ways that helped them lose weight. We spent 20 years observing people of different ages, in different contexts, in both Germany and the United States. Positive fantasies, wishes, and dreams, detached from an assessment of past experience, didn't translate into motivation to act toward a more energized, engaged life. It translated into the opposite: mental attainment. As a result of dreaming, our minds tell us that we don't need to pound the pavement and show up at an interview after interview in search of a job. Our minds have already shot ahead to the end state of success and accomplishment. We relax and enjoy the state of attainment, even though everything in reality still remains to be done. Unknowingly, we become singularly unprepared for the one thing that might allow us to actually achieve success: taking action. What makes dreaming even more damaging to staying engaged and moving ahead in life is that it skews how we search for information about the world, leaving us with an imbalanced and possibly unrealistic view. Because our dreams spawn a pleasant, relaxed state in which we perceive that we've already fulfilled our wishes, it seems logical that we'd want to stay in this state for as long as possible, and that we'd pay more attention to information that seemed to prolong the fantasy. Over time, we'd come to inhabit a dream world of our own making, comprising valid but lopsided information from outside. The nuances and complexity of real life would get lost, and the actual decisions we make would suffer in turn. Dream, but mentally contrast. After weeks of preparation with our collaborators, we conducted a study with 168 female students at two Berlin universities. After asking them to name their most important interpersonal wish or concern at the moment, we prompted the students to rate from 0 to 100% how likely they felt they were to achieve the wish. Each participant generated four sets of positive future keywords she associated with fulfilling her wish, and 4 negative reality keywords associated with an obstacle to the wish. The results were surprising. We had expected that mental constraining would give all participants who tried it a boost. But when we poured through the data, we saw that only some students who had mentally contrasted wound up feeling more energized and immediately tried to realize their wishes. The key was whether they thought they stood a good chance of success to begin with. On the basis of this experiment, mental contrasting seemed even more helpful than we anticipated. If you think about it, you don't always want to be fired up to achieve a wish, if the wish is unlikely or even impossible to attain. It seems people benefit most from pursuing not just any wish, but a feasible wish. Engaging our non-conscious minds. We initially speculated that the magic of mental contrasting lies in its ability to connect the future and reality without people becoming aware of it. By first imagining future wishes, and then the present reality, we led ourselves to consider whether we really can overcome the present conditions that obstruct our wishes, activating our expectations about the future based on past experience. When we think our wishes are feasible, the future and present reality become fused together on a non-conscious level. When they're not feasible, the future and present reality don't become fused but actually become disconnected. Note that order plays a role here. We thought that reverse contrasting, thinking about the reality first and then the dream or wish, wouldn't create the association in a person's mind that you need to overcome this obstacle to achieve that wish. Mental contrasting would work beneath the rim of our consciousness to help us achieve tangible results in our lives. When the link between future and reality didn't get forged into a person's mind, or was only weakly forged, thinking about the wish wouldn't immediately activate notions of the reality standing in that way. So people would fail to do what is required to move closer to their wish. Introducing WHOOP. WHOOP is the name we invented for the single unified tool of mental contrasting combined with implementation, intentions. As a tool, WHOOP is what psychologists call content neutral. That is, it can be used to help with any kind of wish you might have, short-term or long-term, big or small. We begin with a W in WHOOP, a wish or concern that you might have. Relax, take another breath, and think about one wish or concern in your personal or professional life, something that is challenging, but that you think is possible for you to achieve in a given period of time. Put the wish or concern in your mind's eye and hold it there. Now think of the first O in WHOOP, the outcome. What is the best thing that you associate with fulfilling your wish or solving your concern? Identify this outcome and keep it in your mind's eye. Really think about it. Imagine the relevant events and experiences as vividly as possible. You may close your eyes if you wish. It's time to focus on the second O in WHOOP, the obstacle. Sometimes things do not work out as well as we would like. Find the most critical, internal obstacle that prevents you from fulfilling your wish or solving your concern. The point of this exercise is to help us prevent ourselves from getting in the way of realizing our own dreams. In selecting an internal obstacle, it's important to dig deep enough to make sure you are addressing one that is critical for you. The obstacle could be a behavior, an emotion, an obsessive thought, an impulse, a bad habit, assumptions you jump to, or just a silly, feigned behavior. Please keep the obstacle in your mind's eye, then really think about it. Imagine the relevant events and experiences as vividly as possible. Once again, let your mind go. You may close your eyes again if you like. When you are ready, let's move to the P part of WHOOP. The plan. What can you do to overcome or circumvent your obstacle? Name one thought or action you can take, the most effective one, and hold it in your mind. Then think about when and where the obstacle will next occur. From an if-then plan, if obstacle X occurs, when and where, then I will perform behavior Y. Repeat this if-then plan to yourself one more time. And that's it. You're done. Wasn't that simple? The version of WHOOP we just did together is a mental form. You can also do it in writing. The WHOOP-ing guidelines. Develop your daily practice. Take WHOOP Mobile. To facilitate your daily practice, we have created free smartphone apps that lead you through the 4 steps and allow you to track your wishes over time and see how far you've gone to completion. See whoopmylife.org. Fine-tune your wishes. Be patient. Use WHOOP in stressful situations. Use WHOOP to combat persistent anxiety. Find clarity. Start WHOOP at a young age. Winding up, 2 questions. We are just beginning to rethink positive thinking, evolving the new science of motivation and mobilizing it to improve individuals' lives and address social problems. But what we do know is very clear. To make the most of our lives, we must face up to the role we play in hamstringing our own wishes. Doing so isn't complicated, but is profound and life-changing. With WHOOP and mental contrasting, we motivate and empower ourselves to take action when it really benefits us and those around us. We unleash powerful forces within us so that we can change habits of thought and behavior we've had for years. It sounds like magic, and it feels like magic, but the science shows it's real.